Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa,
and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. It's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa here too, and Carl Schmidt, Fisherman's Landing, Bluefin, Yellowtail, and a lot more. It's just the beginning of the season, and you talk about what's going on. What a great prize Carl's brought in today.
Dude, you're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the first hour, we're so stoked and really appreciative of Carl and everybody there at Fisherman's Landing. We're giving away an overnight open party trip from Fisherman's Landing. You basically get a ticket and you get to pick your time and pick your boat. Anybody that's running an overnight open party trip throughout the year, you're going to get to go fishing on that. A really, really cool prize. And thanks to Carl again, everybody down there. In addition to that, you're also going to get four tickets to the upcoming San Diego Boat Show. It's a great show, close to home. They do such a good job of adding all the docks and bringing all the stuff in that it's a really, really fun show. That's coming up June 6th through the 9th at Spanish Landing. We've been getting to see a bunch of the crew, Dave Mendaji and Mark Lemons, like a bunch of buds coming down there that are putting that show together because it's a lot of work. That show's June the 6th, and those guys have been working full speed adding docks and dock space down to the area around Spanish Landing. Yeah. It's going to be a big show.
It's going to be a big show, yeah. Speaking of another big show, the CCA San Diego Chapter Coastal Conservation Association's California Banquet is going to be at Hub SeaWorld Research Institute. It's just a week away, Saturday, or a couple weeks away. Saturday, June the 8th, 5 to 9 p.m., relax at the bay, take a tour of their great hatchery, the facility, see those giant sea bass
so
in there,
cool.
The halibut and such like that. $60 per person. You want a table of 10, $600. Purchase tickets, just go to ccacalifornia.org. They do have a walk-in event the day of. It's going to be a great time and a lot of great prizes. The San Diego chapter guys have been working people.
Working Carl over, I know that, because I've seen Arnie down in the shop a whole bunch of times bugging Carl for tickets, in a good way, and I mean that.
There are going to be an immense amount of prizes at that, so you don't want to miss it. And plus, all the money's going to go to supporting CCA California, which furthers our rights to keep going fishing, for sure. So that's Saturday, June 9th at Hub SeaWorld, which is in itself just a fantastic place to go do it.
What a great spot to host that event, too. Yeah, it's going to be really fun. Well, hey, with that said, it's time to find out what's biting out there. It is time for our catch report today. Our FishDope.com report is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay, your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing, a complete saltwater tackle shop. They have a full deli, Mexican and California licenses. They offer killer trips and six-pack charters. And when it comes to freshwater tackle, check out East County Bait and Tackle, full of all the freshwater tackle and live bait that you need for a great day on the lake. Dana Landing is right across from SeaWorld at the Dana Lawn Tramp in Mission Bay. And East County Bait and Tackle, they're at the end of the 67 Freeway at Maple View and Lakeside. Check DanaLanding.com. We're going to start off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Ricky, Pete, Carl. It's been an interesting month here, man. This weather's been tough, and this past week, especially rugged. It gusted again. Second time I've seen this. Gusted 72 at SBI here a few nights back.
Really? The wind blew hard here, huh?
Dude, get out of here.
I heard you talking about how nice it was down there for you.
It was not nice at home, buddy.
Oh, man. Water dropped 10 degrees off of Long Beach here, but fortunately, with the wind off, it conditions are bouncing back pretty quickly. Up there at those northern Channel Islands, I had a customer picking up a bait tank. He's from up there, and he couldn't wait to get up there, get his boat rigged up, because that sea bass was biting again. You know, they got a little weather window like we did. Stuff started biting again, but got to keep an eye on that weather up that way. I wish we'd see a little bit more of that sea bass volume down here at Catalina. Our local island's been struggling in that respect. Been a sprinkle of big ones here and there scattered around pretty much all over the island. But definitely not the volume we like to see out there on the bait grounds, and that's probably because there's mostly no bait grounds. There's a little dab of squid here and there, but not much in the way of concentration. Better news about the yellowtail. You know, again, we're in recovery mode after that weather, but fish are still there. There were a few caught yesterday, both ends of the island, showing some signal on the nicer great yellowtails there. Along the coast, some good news for me, especially because I love fishing those bigger halibut. And they've been kind of scarce here recently, more than kind of scarce, actually. But there's been a definite uptick recently, mostly 60 to 80 feet on that good grade fish. And the best bait for those is like an 8-inch long little mackerel there. Love to fish those mackerels for the halibuts. They really like them. And also that tanker grade sea bass is still around. A lot of that fish is over 50 pounds. You need some heavy gear if you want to have a good shot at landing them. And biting the plus-sized mackerel there, bigger the better. They love them Big Macs, guys. And offshore, oh boy, that weather went down, the fish floated up. Listening to Tom's report was true impressive about the volume of fish they saw. But, you know, realistically, there's decent fish from below the 425, kind of a line down the beach there. You know, so it sounds like some new fish pushed in off that inner bank in front of Ensenada and then down to the lower 500 there. And collectively, that is a huge spread of fish. And with conditions improving, make sure your gear is perfect, guys, because it's going to be game on. It's time to go fishing.
Yeah, time to go fishing. And, of course, fishdope.com is the source. Danny and the boys over at fishdope.com have had all the information you need to locate the bluefin, locate the yellowtail, locate the sea bass, and more up and down the coast. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. You've got to have fishdope.com. And, Mark, how do we find you?
Pete, we're in Huntington Beach. The store is on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the Chevron station. And the phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'll be putting up more pictures and more cool stuff that we've been building and delivering and setting up you guys to go fishing with there. It's been an interesting spring.
Awesome, Mark. Thanks a lot for the report, and we will talk to you next Saturday, which will be June the 1st, with Rock Cod Rick live down in Loretto.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about that?
Hard to believe June 1st after raining and snowing and lightning and, you know, 70-knot gusts at SPI. It just don't feel like June almost.
Well, but, like I say, I don't know what we'll talking about.
we just moved the Pacific Northwest down to here.
Yeah, that's it. All right, Mark, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate that.
Hey, let's continue on with their catch report. Head on over to C4 Sport Fishing. Talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on at C4th?
Well, unfortunately, we had a little bit of weather this week, so we lost a good chunk of the fishing this week. But overall, they're back at it. San Diego, back down to the islands, half-day boats fishing locally. San Diego yesterday, 24 anglers had 4 yellowtail, 14 lingcod, 100 rockfish. So nice mix of fish down there. Not exactly what we want, but they're still catching fish. We talk about so much. I mean, you're still catching yellowtail on a full-day trip. That's still, you know, especially if we've been doing this for a while, that's a bit of a win. Can't have limits of yellowtail on all of those trips. So there's still some good fishing down there. Looks like the weather cleaned up very nicely today. The half-day boat, still catching a mix of those reds and rockfish in the morning. A little bit of bass and yellowtail in the afternoon, mostly bottom fish yesterday, but they're still looking around on the surface for whatever they can find there. We have our one-day, day-and-a-half boats out looking today, looking for bluefin, so hopefully we get some good words from them. But fortunately, like I said, lost a few days of fishing in there. Don't really have much report for you guys as of right now, but hopefully we're going to start hearing from those guys soon and get back to business.
You got it, Marcos. And I know we got a little weather coming tomorrow, but after that, the extended forecast looks like we're back to business as usual and sunny and consistent conditions. And like we were saying earlier in the show, that's what it takes to get that bite rolling. So we're anxious to hear another great one here next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys, and hopefully I have better news for you then.
Sounds all good, right, Marcos. Appreciate that.
Oh, wait, before we go, one warning. If you are coming into the beach area next week, it is a rock and roll marathon. So just be prepared for that. Look in some alternate routes. They have done such a good job recently with that, but there is still going to be traffic, so definitely keep an eye out for that.
Good call, Marcos.
I believe they have stuff both days, but the main one's Sunday.
Ooh, okay. Yeah.
But I think they have like a 5K or something else like that. If you go to their website, they have all the road closure and all the information up there.
All right. Real good. Good warning.
Yeah, leave a little early just to be on the safe side.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good call, Marcos.
All right. Thanks a lot for that, and we will talk to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Marcos.
Very good.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Again, sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you do not install the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands of dollars in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. It's just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com, or you can get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange. It's a great thing and a great tool to add to your boat, no doubt.
No doubt about it. Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Sounds good. How about, well, this time we talk to Garrett. Garrett's giving us a call from the San Fernando Valley this morning. What's up, Garrett?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing great. Good morning.
Hey, and I mentioned, too, you're probably listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Yes, I am.
Fantastic. And, you know, we've been converting a lot of our L.A. Orange County listeners over to the app or, of course, to Alexa and, of course, radio.com or our website. But the app's really the easy way to go, the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's free. You just download it onto your iPhone or out of the Google Play Store on an Android device, and you're in business, right?
Two buttons, and you're listening to the show.
And we did have some technical issues the first couple of weeks, but we've got those technical issues ironed out. Our man, Adam, has been working hard at that, and we got it down. So glad you're listening to us on that, Garrett.
Yeah, that's a good thing to have. Enjoy it a lot.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, I was wondering, since we had a full winter and a full spring this year, compared to the last few seasons, I was wondering, why do you think the bigger bluefin kind of hung around this year? You know, the 90 to 150 pounders staying kind of local too as well. And what kind of gear do you suggest us bringing for that? And does Fisherman Landing have that gear to rent?
All great questions.
Yeah, I think that fish has been here personally for 5 years. It's just a matter of during the winter and spring when we have the weather opportunity to get out there and the people that want to go fish it. And January, February, March, these boats do need to stop fishing and do their annual boat work to make sure the boat is up and running. So just the lack of opportunity is the main reason I don't think we're catching this fish year-round, because boats have to shut down for 2 or 3 months to do all their boat work and make sure the boat's ready to go for another 9 months and stuff like that. Rental gear,
right.
We have rental gear, anything you want. We have Talica 12s with 40 pounds, Talica 16s with 50 pounds. We got Talica 20s, 25s, all with Calstar matching rods to go along with it. So if you're Shimano TLD 2040s for half-day stuff, Baja Specials for yo-yo fishing, whatever you're missing, we have to rent there at very reasonable prices. So a guy is going on a day and a half, you could get a Talica 12 or a 16 and a Talica 20 for $130 to rent, all loaded up with Spectra, Top Shot, everything ready to go.
That's multiple outfits, you mean, not just one of them.
No, multiple.
By the time you put Spectra and Top Shots on there, it's going to close to the same price.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The thing is, like, this big fish, in the best way possible, forced you guys to make that decision to up the rental gear. I mean, this fish, I mean, frankly, a lot of it is not catchable on older, kind of antiquated tackle. And, just like Garrett was saying, I mean, not all of us on every trip can afford to add a $1,000 or even a $1,500 combo to your arsenal. That's just not always in the budget. You know, maybe you add your Talica 12 this year, but you need a Talica 20, and so you're going to add that next year or the following. And, you know, I mean, this fish, the number of 100-pounders, like you were saying earlier, that guy that got that 150-pounder that you handed off, you hook that fish on the right tackle, you get it, and if you hook it on the wrong one, you don't. That's pretty much what it comes down to. So the fact that there's Talicas and Graphiters and everything else, and a lot of them, you know, I walk through the rental room when I'm passing through the tackle store, and you look down and you shake your head like, there's some serious gear in there, boy.
Yeah. Hey, Garrett, go fishing. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much.
All right. How about this time we talk to Troy, who's calling us from Fontana this morning. Hey, Troy, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, Pete, Rick, Carl. Good talking to you guys. It was nice meeting you, Carl, at the Del Mar, it was Long Beach Fred Hall show.
Oh, no problem.
So, I had a question. You guys mentioned the dolphin. Is this the dolphin that used to go out of Islandia?
Same one.
Same one. Yep. Okay. Awesome.
Great boat.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah, great boat. You know, oftentimes I have a craving for a hamburger, and it makes me go fishing.
Hard to beat the dolphin.
Yeah. That boat is such a great platform for half-day fishing because it's very big, it's very comfortable, it's very open. Seating's never an issue. The galley is gigantic. I don't know how many people can sit inside the dolphin galley, but it's huge. And, yeah, those guys do a really, really nice job. Jason provides a really professional, clean operation.
Yeah, it's probably, I mean, the nicest half-day boat, cleanest half-day boat there is. Jason is always keeping that thing up to really nice conditions, clean, and if his crew's slacking, they know about it. So it's a clean boat, really big platform in the back, so if you're fishing bait, throwing surface irons or plastics for calico bass, it's got a nice bow, and like plenty of seating on the upper deck and in the galley.
Very comfortable ride.
Great ride.
And he's twice a day now, 6 a.m. and 1 p.m.?
Correct.
And what about twilight? Is he going to do twilight?
That's kind of, we'll see if there's demand for it, you know. Kids fish free through the end of May here, then starting in June, we'll do Sundays, and as soon as school gets out, we'll do kids fish free probably Tuesday, Thursday, or something like that.
That's rad.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Good job, you guys.
So
that's
just
cool.
Call Fisherman's Landing and find out what the kids fish free. So kids fish free with a paid adult on through the end of this month.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool. I didn't know that.
On any day.
Any day.
Wow.
Doesn't matter.
I had no idea. Yeah, good for you guys.
That's the day at the docks type of deal, you know?
Yeah.
So it helps get young kids fishing and support. So we have customers the 40, 50 years down the road, you know, get them hooked early.
I like it. Good.
Troy, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. We're going to jump right back into him. This time talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Sam.
Good morning. Hey. Carl, were you on the Pacific Queen when you went out last weekend?
I was.
Yeah, I saw you hook all those fish. Yeah. Hey, my question was, I got a couple, too. I got a 40, and I'm like, man, this one's small, but getting spoiled now.
Yeah.
My favorite, yeah, we didn't even, Sam, you can back me up on this. We didn't give Carl a hard time when he was talking about your trip, and he breezed over, you're like, yeah, there was a few small ones we had. I think we had some 40 and 50 pounders and was literally calling them small like they were a 10 pounder.
It's right, yeah, that's what it felt like, yeah, but I took it home anyway.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, right on.
Hey, I saw you fishing that sniper, and did you cast it back on the slide and let it sink out for a while and then get hit like that? How did you fish that thing exactly?
I did get one on the slide there. I did get bit on the slide, but just watching when there was a couple boilers around the boat, just cast towards the boilers. I got bit on the sink and on the line multiple times on both ways. The one on the slide, but I'd say two or three on the sink and two on the wind up. You know, just winding as fast as I can, like a typical yo-yo, and just get stopped. Just couldn't turn the handle.
Sweet. Yeah, and what color?
I was fishing the sardine color and anchovy color.
What a good call on that Colt sniper. I mean, especially, you know, mirroring what Tom was saying, that they're clearly not on big giant bait balls, and I don't think that there's a lure that's been made that looks more like an offshore baitfish anchovy, that Colt sniper. It's perfect.
Oh, yeah, it was
short, kind of heavy, cast it easy, a little bit of flash when the thing's sinking down. Like, that was a great call.
Yeah, and you don't have to cast it a mile long or anything like this. I was just casting it 30 feet off the boat, you know. And
what kind of rig were you fishing it with?
Talica 16 or Talica 12.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Just a short top shot?
No, I like a 25-yard top shot, you know. I like a little longer top shot. Mono. And then 60-pound fluorocarbon, blackwater fluorocarbon.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. All right.
All right.
What are you attaching that mono to the fluorocarbon with?
Back-to-back union knot.
Back-to-back union.
I like it, man. That's
all right,
good dope.
Sam, good information. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, we're going to jump right back into the phone. This time, talk to Mike. He's calling from Phoenix this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Hey,
good
Mike.
Good morning.
How are you listening to the fan over in Phoenix?
I am listening on the app, traveling from Phoenix to Newport Beach. I'm about halfway there.
Fantastic.
And, yep, and the question I have is I booked that 2-day trip in October on the Liberty with you guys.
Great.
Nice.
And I've got a 100-pound braid set up with 80-pound mono. What kind of connection am I going to use if I go to Rick and get one of the flat falls with the fluorocarbon? What kind of connection is that going to be?
most likely you're going to have some type of swivel that's on your leader, and you're going to tie your 80-pound mono right to that leader with a San Diego knot or a double San Diego knot or something like that, and you're ready to rock and roll.
We when we rig up the flat falls ahead of time, most common you will pick up that jig that's already got the hook swapped out and the rings swapped out. And we will do one of two things. We have a bunch of leaders that are pre-made, which show a lot of us probably already own our flat fall jigs. So we make up a pre-made leader that's 200-pound fluorocarbon, probably 18 to 24 inches long, something like that, that has a very heavy-duty swivel at one end and a very heavy-duty split ring at the other end. So you can just attach that split ring to the lure that you already have. And then you just tie your line via whatever your favorite knot is, San Diego knot or whatever, right to that swivel that's on the end of your flat fall leader.
Okay, great. Now, one last quick question. If I bring my flat falls in, can you swap the hooks out while I'm waiting?
We do it absolutely all the time. Totally recommend it. No reason to spend an extra 20 or 30 bucks if you don't need to. I mean, we do it all day and all night. We have guys standing by. Yeah, just bring us your flat fall at any form, whether it has hooks or has leader or not, and we'll make sure that it's dialed in for bluefin fishing.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Mike, appreciate you calling us from Phoenix very much.
Gus in Burbank, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Gus, hey, thanks for joining us.
Gus.
Yo, you guys.
Yo, Gus.
What's up, Gus?
Morning.
Hey, I like what you've done with the place.
Thanks very much. You know, we're so stoked to have the fan as our new home here in 97.3. The people here have been just fantastic to us, and took us a few hiccups getting over here, and just getting everything dialed in on the app and such like that, and people getting used to listening on the app or on the radio if they're within the signal range. But it's just been a fantastic place.
Wait till you see this place, Gus. There's a pretty serious view here from the 97.3 the fan studios. It's a good spot.
Yeah, I like it.
Fantastic.
Hey, listen, earlier in the day you mentioned, or Pete mentioned, the Royal Star.
Right.
Has a trip scheduled, a 3-day.
Yes, sir.
A new trip?
Yes. 3-day trip on the Royal Star is going to be next Friday, the 31st
through the
3rd of May, and it comes back on Monday the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
3-day trip, and it's all-inclusive, $1,000. And when Royal Star sends all-inclusive, that is it. I mean, that's what you're going to pay, other than tip.
Yeah, no permits, no visas, no food, no fuel, no anything. Yeah, $1,000. They are very big on that. And Tim and Randy and Gerby, they've all talked about the same. They don't ever want a passenger to come and have something unexpected when they come up to the ticket office.
Like, it's $600, but there's an extra $200. Yeah. And I'm like, wait a minute.
And how cool is that? There's only 12 people on board right now.
Yeah.
With the caliber of fishing that we have right now, first off, that part's crazy on its own. A true, 50 to 100-pound average of bluefin tuna. We talked about that big body of fish that Tom saw down the way. 3-day trip in perfect striking distance to take advantage of that. I mean, there's a 90% chance you will be fishing and probably catching fish the same day you leave, more than likely based on where the fish is at. And you get all the Royal Star treatment, the crew, the food, the bait, all the other things. And there's only 12 people right now, and he's already made it a definite go. So regardless, that trip's going. A great opportunity to fish on a fantastic boat with a light load.
So are you going, Gus?
Well, I think I better, book a spot.
You better, Gus. Fantastic. Yeah, that's going to be a good time, and we'll see you down there. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Been a very busy morning. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
The Sport Fishing Association of California is taking a leadership role to broaden the fishing opportunities for Southern California anglers. And Saturday, June 1st, they'll be traveling to Laredo, Mexico. Rock Cod Rick and the president of SAC, Captain Ken Frankie, will host a live broadcast from the La Mission Hotel on the beautiful seaside Malecón in Laredo. The broadcast will feature some key personnel from Mexico Fisheries and help strengthen the ties with the sport fishing fleet in Southern California and Mexico. They'll also discuss the great fishing opportunities available in Laredo. SAC's mission is to promote tourism through marine recreation and educational activities while protecting ocean resources. By working together with Mexico, we can show our care for the resources, both at home and across the border. Tune in Saturday, June 1st, a very special live Let's Talk Hookup broadcast from Laredo, Mexico with the Sport Fishing Association of California. Check californiasportfishing.org.
Hey, it's coming. San Diego International Boat Show starts June 6th and goes through the 9th at Spanish Landing, which is right across the street from the airport in San Diego.
It's such a great time. There's over 150 boats, from entry-level family cruisers to personal watercraft to sailboats, 80-foot super yachts and more. They have killer in-the-water and dry land displays. Such a good time.
Food trucks, beer garden, kid zone, live music. You'll find a wide range of services, and they have seminars and more. It's June 6th through the 9th at Spanish Landing Park East Harbor Island, right across from San Diego International Airport.
Again, it's Thursday and Friday from noon to 7, Saturday from 10 in the morning till 7 in the evening, and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission's just $15. Kids 12 and under are free, and they always have discounts for active U.S. military personnel.
Indeed. So check out SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com for more details.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home with an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs. Your bait swims harder and longer, and when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com. While Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971, their never-ending pursuit of innovation has never stopped. They are the only company making double-structure fluorocarbon, which combines two exclusive custom resins, a high-density interior for strength and sensitivity, and a softer exterior for enhanced knot strength. So for the best in fishing performance, pick up a spool of Seaguar Fluoro Premier and the original Blue Label leader material at your favorite tackle dealer. Both are double-structure fluorocarbon. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges, how do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
I understand that there's a, you know, collective
bar. Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. Having a great time this morning. Still plenty of time if you want to get through. It has been a very busy morning on the phones. Again, our brand new number on this 97.3 The Fan studio, 833-288-0973.
Ken Ross was on our Laredo Rumble, and he is very excited. We just heard about Kingfisher Charters there and that beautiful place in Sitka, Alaska. And Ken's very excited about Kingfisher and fishing with you in Dallas and Simon, for sure. That's going to be quite on the new boat.
Oh, man, we're so excited. Yeah, I mean, Kingfisher just in general can't wait. It's my favorite fishing trip of the year to get to go up there. And such a beautiful spot and a beautiful lodge. And, yeah, Simon has a brand new Mackay for this year. So built a boat during the off season. Really excited. A big boat. 32 feet long, 14 and a half feet wide, triple 300 Yamaha outboards, a brand new Seakeeper gyro. Yeah. It is going to be a very sweet rig.
Yeah,
so yeah, we're
nice.
We're really excited and excited to hear about the fishing. I've been following Kingfisher Charters is a really good follow on your social media, Instagram, and things like that. They've been doing a really good job posting pictures. There's some big kings this year.
Big
I saw
kings.
A picture of Seth holding up a lunker.
And abundance, too.
Yeah, it's going to be a really good year this year.
Of course, because I'm not going.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure it'll be shorts and T-shirts and nice, easy weather
with
you not being here this year.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Hey, wanted to remind you, don't forget, this is Memorial Day weekend. Fisherman's Processing has that great 25% off deal going all through the weekend. And Memorial Day Monday, they're going to have that barbecue. It's a free barbecue. Just need to make a purchase there. That's all. It's 10 to 1. The barbecue is actually going to be 11 to 1. But we'll see you down there.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. CCA is going to have a little booth down there.
Right.
Anza Knives is going to have a little display down there. Going to be a really fun day.
Right there in Liberty Station, Fisherman's Processing, right on the water.
I know, I'll be there.
You're going to be there. Check it out. Let's go ahead and jump in the phones.
You got it. Well, phones are packed up. Let's talk to John. He's calling us from Huntington Beach this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Awesome show, as always.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask a question about opportunities for a smaller group charter, you know, like a 10 to 15 guys. What boats do you guys, do you have any boats at Fisherman's Landing that could handle that size group, or have any suggestions?
We probably have the two best boats on the fleet, the Pegasus and the Pacific Dawn. If you could get on there
Fortune.
And find it, and the Fortune, those three boats, probably top five charter boats in the fleet for that size of the group. 10 to 15 people can't beat those three. They're all Pegasus and Fortune are 65 foot. Dawn is 60 foot. Three great operations. Can't say enough good stuff about them. Great food, comfortable boats. Made even if the weather's choppy, all three boats are made to fish up in the north. So that weather's not going to be an issue. Great crew when it comes to fishing this bigger bluefin. They're all ex-long range guys, so you can't beat that.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing we haven't mentioned, too, is a great the four- and six-pack boats that you now have at Fisherman's Landing.
Correct. Yeah, we have season sport fishing now also for, like, four- and six-pack Western Star and Brandon Hayward Bite Sport Fishing.
Yeah, I mean, lots of really cool options. And, you know, you talked about those charter boats, John. I would... You kind of have to just get in now. Their success speaks for themselves. Those guys are very, very good, and they are harder to get on. But just put your time in now, and you know that gives you the first opportunity at getting charters as they go along. Those boats are awesome, and you know one of the cool things, Pete, that you mentioned about the small charter fleet is there's a lot more open party trips. That used to never be a thing. You know, four-pack charter has always been that. You have to have a charter group put together. But I see sprinkled, you know, open party trips on Seasons and on Brandon Hayward's boats. You know, all the time those guys will, if they have a, you know, a two-man charter, but they want to bring two more guys, like, you'll see open party trips pop up. I mean, you'd be surprised how often an opportunity to go fishing with Wes on the Bite Sport Fishing, you know, 25, 23 Parker to go catch a 200-pound bluefin. I don't know that there was a guy that probably had a better... you know, trip to success ratio than Wes did fishing those giant bluefins off of San Clemente last year. I mean, some really cool opportunities to fish with some of the best of those four-pack trips, you know, at Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah. No doubt. And Carl, and you can book all those, whether it be the 10 to 12 passenger or the four-pack, six-packs, all the different can book right through Fisherman's Landing.
Correct, yeah. And really quick note, if you want, there's plenty, weekends are probably gone. But if you want weekday trips for those, either the Fortune, the Pegasus, or the Dawn, there's probably plenty of options for you. Even in, like we're talking about Seasons and Western Star and Brandon Hayward. We got trips leaving tomorrow on those boats for fishing the islands or offshore if you want. And we'll probably put those like open party 2 to 4 man charter trips up like every week or every like 2 weeks in advance. Depending if they have open dates or not.
Just check the website. I guess the best thing you can do is just, you know, at night when you're on the computer killing a few minutes and you want to look at your Instagram, just scroll over to that Fisherman's Landing website. They're always putting cool trips like that up. And a lot of them do get sold out right away, but if you just constantly check that, you'll see cool trips pop up there all the time.
And everything's all-inclusive in those trips for the most
part. Are they?
Yeah, fish cleaning, your beer, your drinks, and everything like that. Like Brandon Hayward and Seasons, some of that stuff is bring your own food and drinks, but all your rental gear, all your fish cleaning, everything is included. You literally
Indeed.
Show
and
up.
I, I know Seasons, Jamie has a sponsorship from Shimano, so you're going to be using all Shimano gear on the Seasons Sport Fishing.
High end.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, John, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump back into them. Paul calling us from Bellflowers up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, Paul.
Hello, how is everybody doing today? Hello, Carl.
Good. How about yourself?
Fantastic. My question to Carl is, how long have you been doing fishing and stuff like that, and where did you get your start?
I've been fishing since I was 8 years old, started working on boats when I was 9 or 10 with my brother on the Fisherman 3 when Tim Green owned that. Then went on the overnight trips, did some long range, started in the tackle business, helping out with the Fred Hall shows, and became good friends with Doug and Rick, and did a couple years in there. Then worked on the Searcher, Islander, Apollo, Champ. Took a season off, then became the manager at Fisherman's Landing, long story short.
You've had a captain's license for, 15 years, though, driving sport boats for a long time. I mean, Carl is like the perfect guy behind the counter there because you've done all of it. Worked on half-day boats, long-range boats, worked in the tackle store, like very good relationship with the boat owners. Like, Carl's got such a unique position in that he deals with, you know, the captains and owners of the boats, and then also us as the public and anglers to go fishing with him, and does a great job. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Perfect
answer
to the job.
And he goes fishing and catches fish. Yeah. That's the cool thing. Hey, Paul, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. He even worked for this guy, Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Good morning, Art.
Hey, Art.
Hey, good morning. Rick, you stole my thunder there. I was going to echo exactly what you said. You couldn't have a better guy answering the phone and answering questions. And I've known Carl for over 30 years, and he's the perfect guy for that job at Fisherman's Landing. Does a remarkable job.
I appreciate that.
I just wanted to give Carl props for all his good work over the years. And we've been friends for a long time, and hopefully he'll come fishing with us again soon.
Absolutely, I guarantee it.
No doubt.
Speaking of fishing, are you fishing yet?
No, sir. We're just finishing up a maintenance project here, a break. We did a paint job, and we're just putting things back together, and we're getting ready to rock here.
Boat looks great, Art. So when are you going to go fishing?
Well, our first trip is scheduled the 20th of June. We're going to be ready prior to that, so if things get, I don't know how they could get much better than what they are right now with all that fish that's out there. There might be an opportunity to get online before the 20th of June, but right now that's our first scheduled trip. We got a 4th of July trip that's really got a light load there. $950 includes food. And it's booked through Fisherman's Landing and Carl there, so there's a great chance to go celebrate 4th of July on the Searcher.
Yeah, so tell us about that that boat, Art, or that trip. It's a three-day trip?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it leaves on the 4th and gets back the 7th, so it's over the weekend, $950, and that includes food. And you need a passport, and it's got a light load right now, and it's booked through Fisherman's Landing.
Wow, that's a great opportunity to do that, too. $950, it's got plenty of room, and it's a definite go, it says.
Absolutely, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going fishing.
You leave Thursday, July 4th, and you come back Sunday, July the 7th. So get to see fireworks from the boat.
That's cool. That's in for me.
The one thing I want to say about the Searcher and Art, he is so good, regardless if you've been doing this for years or if you're a first-time long-range guy or going on a three-day trip, how the crew sets you aside, gets you all dialed in, and when you wake up that first morning or that night, in this case it might be, you are ready to go and you have a very good understanding on what's going on and what your role is as the passenger versus the crew, and they help you. Like, hey, this is how you pick out a good bait. The amount of details they pay attention to for the newcomers and the guys that have been doing this is where I think they excel better than almost anyone in the fleet.
Totally agree.
Fantastic. Well, Art, if somebody wants to book that trip, like it says, it's right up on the Fisherman's Landing website, fishermanslanding.com, or you can call the Searcher office, right, Art?
That's correct, yeah. You can call Celia or Callie there at 619-226-2403, and
Yeah, get ready. We're getting ready to go fishing.
All right, and stay tuned because I'm going to guess that there's going to be other trips to follow before June 20th.
I certainly hope so. We're on track here.
All right, Art. Well, thanks for joining us at SearcherSportFishing.com for more information. And I believe one of our day-and-a-half trips, our Let's Talk Hookup trip, one is sold out and one still has a few spots. So if you want to go.
Yeah, but they're going quick, so
don't wait
if you want to go.
Yeah. Better jump on it. Hey, Art, thanks for the call this morning. Nice to hear from you. I'm glad to hear you're getting ready to go fishing.
All right, and thanks again to Carl for all his hard work and all he's done for us and the whole industry, really.
All right, Art.
Thanks.
Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, let's next up talk to Gary, who's calling us from San Diego. Morning, Gary. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I had a question. Go on an overnight boat. You get back in the morning, you've got an 80-pound tuna. Are there the processors there in the morning to meet you? I don't think my wife's going to want me cleaning it in the kitchen.
Absolutely.
Carl?
Yeah, all three processors are going to be down there. From my point of view, they all do a great job. Sean does a great job. Drew at Five Star and Sportsman's all does a great job.
Of course, we're preferable to Fisherman's Processing.
Absolutely.
Here. Sean's been a supporter of Let's Talk Hookup for a long, long time, and they process all our fish and never had an issue.
Just do such a killer job.
They do. And just make a reservation. That helps you get in and out faster. If you show up without a reservation, you're at the back of the line. So that would be my tip to, if you're going to get your fish processed, let them know. Regardless if you catch a fish or not, if you have a reservation, that helps you get on the road
faster. So just call them.
Just call them.
Call them and say, hey, I'm going fishing, and I want to process my fish with you.
Yep.
Call Fisherman's Processing, and you'll be first in line.
Correct.
Yeah.
I can't get over how fast those guys get those things turned around too. Like, I can't tell you how many times, you know, we're in the shop and a guy's, it's usually like a mid-morning thing after the little bit of rush is left and we're in talking about reels and somebody's BSing on rods and all of a sudden they get a phone call, and, you know, hey John, you know, your fish is ready, come on over and pick it up. Like, I mean, we're talking guys like have barely had a chance to drop it off, come back to the shop and, you know, BS with us for a few minutes, and they haven't even left. Their plan was to go out to breakfast. They haven't even got a chance to leave yet, and they're already getting the call.
And
hey, man,
table ready.
Your fish is perfect every time. Yep. Go right from the bag, right to the grill.
Yeah, and Fisherman's Processing has a great rating room, too, where you can just hang out, walk around Liberty Station. There's a bunch of restaurants around there. Really cool spot to just hang out while you're waiting for your fish.
If you guys want to see that in action, Monday morning, there will be 10 boats, I bet, coming back to the dock.
Because of Memorial Day,
yeah.
Sure.
Wow.
And they're having that barbecue.
Good call.
If you want to see
knives flying.
Fish being cut, that would be a great place to go hang out Monday morning.
Well, for their big barbecue, 10-1 at Fisherman's Crossing. Gary, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Appreciate that.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into them. This time talking to Charlie, calling us from Gardena this morning. Hey, Charlie, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Carl, could you tell me what color flap our Colt Sniper are using? And, Rick, what's your favorite yellowtail yo-yo setup?
I was using 100-gram either the sardine color or anchovy color with 60-pound black water for that 40 to 80-pound grade fish and switching out the treble hook to that Owner ST6610.
Favorite yo-yo setup for me has changed. It was always a Trinidad 40, which isn't a reel that's around anymore, and I have switched up to a Trinidad 20A and a CalStar Graphiter 7400 heavy. It's a 7-foot, pretty fast tapered yo-yo rod. I fish a 65-pound Power Pro, and I like a 50-pound mono, like a fairly long section of 50-pound mono. That's my favorite yo-yo outfit right now.
Why do you use the mono?
I just like the stretch, and I like guiding the mono onto the reel better than I do the braid. You know, yo-yo jig, especially if you're fishing a full-size jig, like a full-size 6X or a 7X, there's some drag that's there, and I try and turn that handle real fast, and just guiding that line on with that amount of tension, you get those grooves, like, wound into your thumb, where you don't get, like, a spectra cut where you're bleeding, but you just get that, like, indentation, like, you feel it, man. So yeah. I like a little bit of mono.
Good
on
idea.
There.
All right, Charlie, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, jumping right back in. Ed, he's calling us from Mira Mesa. What's up, Ed? Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Next week I'm going to be going on a day boat out of Ensenada, and I was wondering what can I expect, and can you guys give me any recommendations on on metal, throwing metal out there?
If you're going to be fishing yellowtail, maybe at Todos Santos, your yo-yo jigs, like what Rick was just saying, or surface iron, you know, Taddy 45, 7X, JRI, that Stinger works, seems to be a super popular jig the last year or two. That's more of a mid-sized jig. That would be a great idea. But, I mean, that bluefin is right outside of Ensenada also, so that might be an option for you, depending on how long of a trip you're going on.
All right. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Mark and Santee, you're up next on Let's Talk Cookout. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining us.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Hey, I got a couple of questions. Number one is there someone there to advise us of what type of gear to rent? You know? And number two is when you replenish your gear, do you sell the used gear?
Good questions.
We always have someone there to recommend what to use. Our first priority when we're recommending gear is find out what boat you're going on, then talking to the captain on what they would recommend, because each boat is different. We could have three different boats going out and all recommend different outfits. So, yes, either myself, I'm almost there every single night. Brian and Cameron there. Also, we all talk to the captains, and we go with whatever the boat recommends on that particular day. So absolutely not a problem.
I will say, too, with the gear, you know, you just mentioned when it goes out, I want to give credit to our guys. You know, we have, you know, two full-time employees that do nothing but service that rental gear, new top shots, fresh line, rebuild reels when necessary, make any rod repairs. Like, you don't get the rod that the guy the day before had. That reel has been handled professionally, rewrapped, new line, new top shots, all that kind of stuff. And when the gear does go out, they don't sell it, they donate it to Friends of Rollo.
Yeah.
Like, that's where all the previous generation rental tackle, it all just gets donated to Rollo.
You'll have to wait till next year's Day
there
at the
you
Docks.
Go. Yeah, you will have a chance to buy it.
It at Day at the Docks from Friends of Rollo and Take Kids Fishing. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, let's jump back into them. This time, talk to Paul. He's calling us from Temecula. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Good morning, Paul.
Can you hear me?
Morning. Yep.
Morning. Hey, another great show, guys.
Thanks. Hey, Paul, just a quick question for you. Are you listening on the app or are you listening on 97.3 The Fan?
I was listening on the app because the radio station is kind of staticky in my car.
Oh, okay.
So
all right.
I had to use the app.
Very good.
But I was going to ask for an overnighter, what tackle rental, what size you guys recommend, and about what does that cost? And then one other quick question, is it do I still have time to buy raffle tickets for the Rollo Reel a Week?
Yes, you do. There are a few tickets left for Reel a Week.
Very
sure.
Limited, but I know there's still a few left.
So send an email to win@CaptainRollos.org. win@CaptainRollos.org. And there's a few tickets left.
And on the rental gear, same thing as the day and a half. Most boats are recommending a 40-pound two-speed outfit for live bait and having an 80-pound outfit for fishing your flatfall jigs. For the overnight trip, for both outfits, would be right around $100.
Okay, awesome. Thanks, guys.
Pretty good. All right, thanks a lot. Everybody's geared up to go fishing. Let's go ahead and jump back on the phones real quick one.
How about Mike in San Carlos? Mike, you had a quick question for us?
Yeah, it's Mike, the expert novice.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, I was thinking about leaders. You kind of got me on the flatfall. You put on a 200-pound leader. Well, what about the kite, and then what about if, this is for bluefin, but what about if you're, you know, fly line? How do you keep them fish from sawing off?
So, well, guys, what do you think?
I would, for live bait, 40-pound fluorocarbon seems to be the trick right here. Some guys are getting bit on 50-pound fluorocarbon if you're a really good bait fisherman, but 40-pound seems to be the key. On the kite, use your heaviest leader as possible that you have laying around, 200-pound, 400-pound. That's all out of all that leader is out of the water. Then the flatfall, I would recommend 150-pound, a 200-pound fluorocarbon leader.
All and right, there you go.
How do you keep from getting chewed off? Fish a Nautilus circle hook. Keep it in the corner.
Yep.
Oh, and Nautilus circle hook's coming out with the new HD,
I know.
Too.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good hook.
Yeah.
Well, right now, the Nautilus has kind of taken back over the fame because the bait's on the small side. It's very strong, it's very healthy, it swims well, but it's small. So the regular Nautilus is like, that's like the key killer circle hook
now.
But anyways, hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing. Carl's giving away an open party trip at a Fisherman's Landing, an overnight trip, plus four tickets to that great San Diego boat show. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on 97.3 The Fan.
In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish. Fifth Avenue Insurance has a new name. It's Snap Insurance, still providing anglers and boaters with the best in boat insurance and the lowest rates. The experts at Snap Insurance will make sure your boat and property are covered right. Traveling to Mexico? Snap has you covered. You can even work with your agent to wrap your home and auto with your boat policy to save even more. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Snap Insurance, 800-527-6617 or snapins.com. That's snapins.com.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therez rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like two free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Did you know you can listen to 97.3 The Fan from the comfort of your bed? Just say, Alexa, play 97.3 The Fan.
Play 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
You know, you can look at all the stats you want about.
Use Alexa to listen to 97.3 The Fan.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan. All right, it's time. The big winner of, again, overnight open party trip out of Fisherman's Landing, plus four tickets to the San Diego Boat Show, June 6th through the 9th at Spanish Landing. That's going to Gary in San Diego. Gary, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked on that trip.
Indeed, and the boat
and the show.
Show.
Yeah,
man,
totally.
It's a great show. It's a Duncan McIntosh show. It's always well run by Captain Tim Baker.
Yeah, that's right.
Such a great job there. So, Carl, Fisherman's Landing, I mean, so many kudos for you and well-deserved. And somebody wants to come fishing at Fisherman's Landing, how do we do it?
Find us on the web at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call here at 619-221-8500.
All right. So if somebody wants to come fishing this weekend, there's some trips, you said Sunday night.
I was just looking. It's Monday night.
Monday night.
Everyone's coming back in Monday morning.
Monday morning.
Islander, Condor, Queen, all got room for go fishing bluefin and yellowtail.
Okay. And, of course, half-day trips.
Half-day every single day.
On the dolphin.
Dolphin.
Liberty.
And full day, departing at 5:30. Just remember, you need a passport.
You do need a passport.
Yep.
Okay,
with
they're fishing the islands.
With the fishing
and
islands.
Let's hope that island fishing could spring back today.
Today, tomorrow, who knows?
We just don't know. It could happen.
Hopefully sooner as we speak.
Yeah, indeed. All right. Hey, thanks very much, Carl. Great job. And thank you for listening. Thanks for everybody. Thanks to Will on the board. And, of course, our buddy Adam on the phones there and all that he does. Check out our app and for the archives and more. And tomorrow, on Let's Talk Hookup here, right here on 97.3 The Fan. Mr. Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle will be here talking tackle, our favorite subject. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. and 97.3 The Fan.